Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. And oh, by the way, it's hump day. It's Wednesday. You know what that means? At 4 o'clock on that particular day, we do a little thing we like to call the Grand Council. And I bring in two of my brethren who've been doing this longer than I have, except that once in a while, something happens. And like today, one of them brethren is apparently allowed to go on vacation. I don't know how this even happens. He didn't ask for an absence. That's okay. We got a worthy proxy in his place. So right now, let me just go ahead and call the roll from FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show. Also works for Breitbart. And oh, by the way, is the editor-in-chief of 1819 News. I forgot the name there for a second. Jeff Poor, are you with us?
I'm present.
I did not mean to forget your illustrious news site. All right. Turning my attention now to the Prince of Punditry, who sometimes guest hosts this show for me. He's also the publisher of the Trustful Tribune. Scott Buttram, are you there?
Present and accounted for.
And we're glad. Thanks for sitting in, man. You're the sous chef for the day. We appreciate that very much.
Be here.
All right. All right. Well, I pronounce a quorum. Go ahead and hit it, Big Rig.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da. All right, listen, I'm going to go to say right now, hey, how about Scott Buttram, since your guest hosting is today, what you got for us?
Oh, man, I was going to go last, but that's okay. I'm ready. here's my question.
All right.
We've got a faux media outlet out there called Alabama Political Reporter. I'm guessing they're probably 85-90% editorial and maybe 10% news, who have been relentlessly attacking Republican leadership in this state for years. Yeah. I mean, they don't even put up a pretense of being some unbiased media outlet anymore. They used to try to pretend. They don't do that anymore. Is the headline story is an op-ed on their website at this moment. Who is funding these people, and why is conservative talk radio not asking that question? We should go to Jeff first.
Jeff, what are you thinking about this?
So I missed the first part of that question for some reason. I assume the reflector you're referring to?
No, we're talking about Alabama Political Reporter, your favorite site.
Oh, we know who's fronting those people. It's the same people. I mean, it's these advertisers, state agencies. It's it's no secret. You just sniff around long enough, and you'll pick up the stench.
Well, I look at it too.
Troy University, Auburn University. I just have trouble believing that is Troy and Auburn's target market. What do y'all think?
It's not. And I'll be honest with you, I think some of what you see on Political Reporter is they're just severely butthurt because when they first came down to Montgomery, they wanted everybody to believe they were conservative. And when we didn't believe it, they went out and let their true colors be shown and hired Josh Moon. And next thing you know, they can't get a single thing out without complaining about somebody on the conservative side. They've gone full on, here's who we are.
And guys,
you don't think Josh Moon and Joey Kennedy are conservatives?
Here's the problem, guys, with the Alabama Political Reporter. These people in Montgomery with deep pockets, with campaign money, and they take them seriously. They enable them. Listen, you don't like what they're writing about you and you're afraid of them? Well, stop paying their ransom. Stop paying their extortion. Stay the hell away from these guys. And, I mean, like, that's what they do. They go to people, like, we got this story on you. But we won't run it if you advertise with us. It's stuff like that. It's so odious.
Well, it is. And that's it's kind of sick the way that works out like that. But then again, that's why we have real news sources like the ones y'all run, right? Just saying.
We try.
All right. All right. So we start the first question with a blatant attack upon the competition. All right, Jeff.
Questions.
Jeff, what is your question for the group? What do you got?
Hey, this is for Scott's benefit here, but raise your hand. Well, I guess we won't raise our hand on radio, but speak up if you were surprised by the UAW vote last week.
Oh, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say no. I felt like we had
no, we were on this show and you were like, it was like a foregone conclusion. Yeah, you and Dell were singing like the death.
I don't know what show you were on. I think that's what you were doing. I think you were doing The View with Bill Britt from Political Reporter when you said that. The bottom line is I thought that it was up in the air. I didn't know which way it was going to go, but I'm not surprised that they actually voted down because of the history in this state. But I'll be honest with you, I was sweating it. I'm not going to say I wasn't like sitting around going, it's a done deal, man. Don't even worry about it. All good. I was sweating it. I was waiting for this to wind up being a thing, but at the same time, not totally surprised. And by the way, it wasn't a runaway vote. It was a good spread, but it was not a runaway spread. Chime in there, Scott.
Well, I'm from Tuscaloosa. I spent 40 years, a little over 40 years of my life there. So, no, I was not surprised at all. You mentioned Alabama. This state has a history with unions. Well, Tuscaloosa is a big part of that, and union companies have not fared well there. Some major companies shut down. Gulf States Paper, owned by Jack Warner, shut down over the union. And we could go on and on and on. You spend a life there, you see this happen a lot. B.F. Goodrich, strong union company, though the last time the union tried to take those workers out on strike, the workers flipped the finger at the union and said, nah, we followed you down this road before. And then everybody remembers the miner strike just a year or so ago, out for 2 years. $100,000 a year jobs now. They go on strike for 2 years and get nothing. So, no, I wasn't really surprised that the Mercedes vote went the way it did. A little closer than I thought, but 56-44 is a good spread. It's like I said, like Phil said, it's not a runaway, but that's a solid spread.
Well, you know, it's sitting right up here, too, Scott, just up the road from you. I'm in Gadsden, and of course, we saw Gulf State Steel and Goodyear both go away because of union action. But I'll be honest with you, I think the UAW also overplayed their hand. They got a little reckless with using Nick Saban's image, which is like second only to using Jesus's image in Alabama. And then they also got really crazy by coming out in support of all these campus college protests. And that did not fly, in my opinion. Anyway. All right. Last question for this round. Let me jump in on it real quick. Is Tuberville going to be in the Trump administration? I mean, right now, story on 1819 says he says he's not going to be a VP pick, but then there's speculation he could wind up being the cabinet. So, first of all, if he's going to be in the Trump administration, say yay or nay. But if he is, then tell me where you think he'll be. Jeff, you first.
Nay, he and I had lunch, and he doesn't want to live up there, he said. He said that if he goes and works for Trump full time in his cabinet, then he has to move to Washington. He does not really interested in that.
Did you notice how Jeff dropped the whole thing about, he and I had lunch?
Jeff has connected to the level much higher than we do.
All right, your thoughts, Scott, because politicians say that all the time. Oh, I'm happy where I am. I would never think of doing that. What do you think, Scott?
I think what he told Jeff makes sense to me. I don't think he's a D.C. creature. I think that's the one thing we know for sure about Tuberville is he doesn't like it up there, and he doesn't particularly like the culture. And we also know others fall very much in love with that stuff. So I think that's a big part of it. I also don't know where he fit in the cabinet. We've got a president in the White House right now that appointed a lot of people to cabinet positions as political favors, and it is disastrous for our country. I hope Trump doesn't.
Yeah. I agree with both of you. I don't think it's going to happen. My sense of it, even though we haven't had lunch, my sense of things is that he is not a big fan of D.C. He talks down about it every time he's on the air with us and loves representing the folks, but does not like living among the swamp. So my anticipation is no, he will probably continue to serve in the Senate. So there's my thoughts. All right, I pronounce round one to
Jeff
be complete.
Let us know what the final verdict is.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, when y'all have breakfast together, make sure you tell us what he says next, all right? Just so you say.
I'll do my best.
Okay, thanks. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. We're aware, by the way, that 92.5 is having technical issues up in Huntsville. They're working on it. Just be aware. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. We're right back now for the Grand Council, round two, with Jeff Poore and our proxy for the day, Scott Buttram. Scott, thank you for joining us again, by the way. And hit us up with your first question for round two.
My first question for round two, you know what, Phil, I don't remember the last time you had me on here, so I don't know if I've used this question before, but I think Jeff and I may have talked about it. Does Kay Ivey finish this term?
Oh, my. Did you just go there? So rumors swirl, brother, and I'll be honest with you. I said back when this this term started that I did not think she was going to go all the way through it, and I say that because – at one point, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth was saying he wasn't even sure he wanted to run. I know they disagree on policy a lot. And then, lo and behold, he up and decided to run, and he's fully supporting her. And I've heard him say that, you know, that his future is based on Kay Ivey getting elected. And I thought, well, why? And then it dawned on me. I remember finding a little bitty thread in the state code that talks about, it's kind of buried, but it talks about governor's retirement. And a governor who serves 8 continuous years is allowed to have full salary and benefits for having served those 8 years, as long as the incoming governor agrees with it. Well, this spring is 8 years because she served 2 of Bentley's and then 6 of her own. So my thoughts are a deal has been made. The incoming governor, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth, would walk in the door and be able to support her on the way out the door and be the incumbent for his next election. There you go. You have it on the air, May 22nd at 4:24 p.m. Jeff, you weigh in.
Jeff, what did the governor tell you when y'all had lunch?
So I've been hearing that 8-year rumor for a while, but you know what, guys? I've been hearing the demise of Kay Ivey stories for about 20 years now. And here we are. It's May 22nd. 2024 at 4:24 p.m. And she's still in office. And so, like, I mean, I was hearing these stories in 2018. I was hearing these stories when she was treasurer. I you know what? I get where they're coming from, but I don't believe them anymore. She's going to finish her term out and probably take 4 years off. And Ainsworth's going to get elected president of the United States or something. And he's going to run again for governor. We're like, wow, she's like everlasting. I don't know. I just, she never goes away, but even though we've been talking about it all this time.
Energizer Bunny, just like the batteries keep getting recharged. So I'll be honest with you, there was speculation about whether she would finish out her term when I was down there, you know, working with her. So I don't know, man. Your own question, Scott. What do you think?
Kyle Whitmire had her in ICU at one point, I think. I like what Chip said. We've all heard these stories forever. But nothing changed. The only opinion I have, and I will tell you guys, I've asked some of the people in the peripheral, and I've gotten the exact answer you would expect I would get. The only thing I'm 100% convinced of is whatever happens will be absolutely Kay Ivey's choice, nobody else's. It will be on her timeline at her desire. And if she changes her mind, that will happen too. But it will be 100% Kay Ivey's call.
Well, we'll wait and see, because I think what month does she take Bentley's place? Was it May? It was towards the end of a session, if I recall.
I think that sounds 17, about right.
It was a 17 session, so yeah, but it was still during the session, if you remember.
Yeah, that may be true. That may be true.
Right, one session, but it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Well, Jeff, what question do you have for us, round two?
We've now seen Steve Marshall, Tommy Tuberville, and now Dell Strong, since we last spoke, appear in the who's who of supporting Donald Trump. If there were to be another person from Alabama, who's it going to be?
I heard it's going to be Dale Jackson. That's why he's not here this week. He's up there for the trial. I think that's...
He hates.
Who else is it going to be? Don't be a bit surprised to see Katie Britt make an appearance, because they need the female to be there. I have yet to see a Marsha Blackburn or any other females from the legislative processes take their stand up there. So if it was from Alabama, I'd watch for Katie Britt. What do you say, Scott?
Wow, I don't know. I would, you know what? I would almost guess the lieutenant governor, even though he would not fit in. Well, I guess he would not fit into the liberal pundits category of he's auditioning for vice president. That's I've kind of gotten a kick out of the liberal political pundits. Basically, every single person from Alabama that shows up next to Trump, they seem to have some inside knowledge on what these Republicans are doing. but I would think Will would probably have the highest chance of anybody from Alabama showing up at the trial.
Ah, interesting. Your own thoughts then, Jeff, who are you saying?
Barry Moore. I don't know, just because that makes the most sense. He's you know, House Freedom Caucus, and he was, and I was there in Mobile in 2015 when he endorsed Donald Trump, the first elected official, definitely from Alabama, not the first elected official up on that stage to announce he was endorsing Donald Trump for
president. Yeah, I think he and Ed Henry came out early on that, and I remember telling Ed Henry, this better go well.
For some reason, I thought Barry Moore had been, but as soon as Jeff said it, it hit me that he has not gone down. But yeah, that would be more logical than Will.
Ah, it makes sense. Okay. All right, fellas, listen, with less than a minute to go, this is the last time we have ground council before we hit to Memorial Day. Any quick memorial shout-outs or memories you want to share with mere seconds to go, Jeff?
Memorial Day, not really for me. My father served, but died in the war. My grandfather served, but he always remember those who served in your family.
How about you there, Scott?
Absolutely. Memorial Day is a day we take seriously, and we'll think about those who gave their all for our country. And we will enjoy family and freedom those folks provided for us.
Well, appreciate you both. And thank you, Scott Buttram, for being here for Grand Council. There they are. Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News. Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune, and little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.